Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Podcast Show number 194. You've got myself, Mike, we've got Jim Staples, Dan Silver, Tom Hunter, and I think a podcast round of applause for the newly married Andy Franks.
Mark.
We're outside.
Or as we like to call him, Tyson.
Yes, you are massively punching. Yeah. Having met your wife for the second time, but more sober.
Not that much more sober, Staples.
But more still, more sober than the first time I met. I remember what she looked like.
Back to her fighting weight as well. She was heavily pregnant.
Are you actually going to have a boxing match?
Yeah. Oh, you've been smashing her all morning.
We are
outside as well, which is lovely.
Yeah, in September. It's brilliant. It's not a sunny day, but
did
it's
any
quite
of
warm.
You, we've just gone to the bar and come back out. Did anyone else notice there's a couple sitting just by the door in this pub we're in, and they're intently watching the TV? But we're in a Wetherspoon, so all the TV's shown is like the menu and the drinks and offers. I was like, oh, what they're watching? No, they're just watching the menu.
Do you think they think it's like one of those stock exchange bars you have at uni? Maybe Wetherspoon started doing that. I'd be well up for that. Got a couple of 194 facts for you, because I know Jim likes a number-based fact. First one, just a little one. Laszlo Kubala is the third top goal scorer for Barcelona of all time. He played between 1950 and 1961. Scored 194 goals. By Messi and Cesar Rodriguez.
I've never heard of him. And bearing in mind, right?
It's a lot of goals.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of goals. Yeah. And my sort of legends knowledge goes on the old Pro Evo. You know, when you used to get the Legends team and you'd have, you know, some of those
top
players.
A little look into him, albeit on Wikipedia. He played for four different national teams. He played for the Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia, which where he was from, Spain, and Catalonia. As well as playing for the European 11 on a couple of occasions.
Well, I think what people don't realise is that Barcelona ain't the massively historic champions that they claim to be.
Nothing like Rangers.
Right.
Rangers is a proper...
Exactly. Proper the history of the 2008 formulated Rangers.
Yeah. But, mentioning Pro Evo, FIFA's out soon. We'll have to do another FIFA challenge.
I've got a FIFA question for you. Who is the person with the highest attribute for strength?
I know this.
We used to mention it all the time.
Yeah, but I thought this was the first time it happened.
It was last year as well.
Was it last year?
But
he scored twice last night as well.
And you know what I liked? The fact that the other player who scored was called Tubbs.
Yeah.
Fraser Ruddock beat him in a tug of war on Soccer AM about three weeks ago.
Fenway against Razor Ruddock
in all these different physical challenges.
I've seen it. It's really funny.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it for a second, but that just sounds like a dream that you've
had. The one last week was a golf chip into a bucket. African Fenway was terrible. Razor Ruddock was a bit of a golfer.
They do
a challenge every week.
Oh, that's quite cool.
It is quite funny, yeah.
Yeah, no, he got his first two goals last night. Wimbledon beat someone 3-0 and Tubbs plays in front of him. That is the Argus.
Burton, they beat
lower league. You've got your big man, and Tubbs is like a pacey. Well, he ain't got that much pace actually, but just your striker. Big man, small man, they are fantastic.
Well, see, I just like the irony of having the big fat fella next to the guy called Tubbs. It's like ZZ Top, where the only member who's
big,
not got a beard.
Big fat fella. Have you seen him naked?
Okay, I know he's built. Yeah,
he's not fat in any description.
It's like ZZ Top. The only member without a beard's called Frank Beard. I just quite like the contrast.
Yeah.
It is exactly like it. And also, they both play Southern Rock. The other 194 fact, and this is genuinely true, QPR at the weekend had to get a coach 194 miles because there wasn't enough space on the train for them to have a carriage back to London after playing United.
Yeah. And
Harry Redknapp came out and said it because he was fully United fans, which, you know,
travelling back to the home.
Fucking was.
Love it.
If I was a QPR fan, I wanted them to walk back. Actually get some exercise.
I'm not sure they'd pick up the pace that much, to be fair, from how they were playing. It's a good place to start. I mean, obviously, for United fans, it was very exciting. QPR were abject. Rio Ferdinand clearly had his mind on a Waterstone signing, so...
They were absolutely
maybe
abysmal
on his chips,
against us. They were abysmal against us, and I only saw bits of it.
I think they'll stay up on their home form.
I think this could be the first season in a long time where you see the three promoted teams.
I see, we discussed this, didn't we? I disagree. I really think West Brom are going down.
Yeah,
I think West Brom obviously a contender, but I can't see Leicester
West Brom
doing
got a point of the weekend.
No, they lost 2-0 to Everton.
The only positive for Leicester is that striker Ojoa is playing well.
Bear in mind, obviously he was at Brighton, but
my
old man was not a fan of him at all. He said he's too lightweight, he's too much of a tart, he doesn't get stuck in an
Premier League will do for him. Maybe not in a championship.
This is it, and he's actually been getting so much praise for what he's done so far.
His goal against Stoke was really behind him, and to do it, what he did was really good.
They've got a decent squad.
I'll give him that. I can't see through the whole season, Leicester. Burnley.
Sod's law for Stoke though. Get that win at Man City,
yeah,
and then come up against Leicester, yeah, at home, and you're, yeah, like, well, they'll crack on there and they'll do that. It's just, yeah, it's crazy, absolutely crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. But on that West Brom game, another fact for you.
This full of facts today. Shit.
It's Weatherspoons, isn't it, mate? Yeah. What do you expect?
Yeah. It teaches me to not.
Yeah.
Not drink shit drinks.
I apologise in advance. Since I bought it. But that West Brom game was the on Match of the Day. That was the first time ever that annoying Radio 5 commentator Alan Green had commentated on a Match of the Day game.
Really?
He commentated on it. Yeah. Never happened before. I don't know why he's moved over to doing it.
Have they still got women doing it? I haven't seen Match of the Day.
They do. Yes. Yeah. So they also had it on the Football League show at the weekend. The Football League show had a woman.
I don't watch Football League show either. I watch that every now and again on iPlayer, yeah, but generally you get all the clips on YouTube.
I have
now,
to say, I don't watch it as much as I should, but it was quite interesting. They had a bit on Tisdale, the Exeter manager, who's been there for 9 years. It's unbelievable.
He's the longest serving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable at that level. I mean, they're doing rotten, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. And James Beattie left Accrington since our last show.
Did he?
I've never seen that, yeah.
Oh.
Well, she's been linked with the Leeds job. The Argentinian manager, Sabella.
Oh, yeah, Sabella. He was at Sheffield United in the 80s, so he knows your...
No, he played at Leeds.
Oh, so he played at Leeds as well?
He wasn't played for Leeds.
He did, because he was the player that Sheffield...
He wasn't very good, was he?
No, he was
He was
really
the player that Sheffield United signed instead of Maradona, famously, in the late 70s. They had the option of the two, and they went for Sabella.
When you say link with, is he...
Link
genuine
with?
Link?
Yeah, yeah, away in the papers.
He's actually come... Well, I mean, it was in our rag. He come out and said he's got unfinished business with the club.
Yeah.
If they put it on some money, that's what it was.
Apparently, yeah.
They owe everyone money.
I mean,
anyway,
that would be a coup, wouldn't it? I mean, getting a manager who's just managed Argentina
to the World Cup final.
Yeah, yeah. To,
although, saying that, the Argentine fans didn't actually like him at the start of the tournament,
no,
did they?
No, they didn't.
But I mean, he did an absolute
hard,
job. Yeah.
Hard to please Argentinian fans unless you're winning everything.
Speaking of not being liked by the fans, how is Pardew still on the job?
Fuck knows.
I mean, that was, again, that was...
Yeah, QPR might have been bad, but Newcastle just didn't even try. Yeah.
No. And they were saying there was a good bit of analysis on Match of the Day again from Gary Neville, just showing like the lack of effort
Neville
being
on Match
put in
of the Day.
By
Phil Neville.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, you can't do both, can you?
No. It was Monday night, but it was before the Monday night football game. They're doing a bit of a review, sorry, and Neville was talking about the...
Just a sign out quickly. Can pundits do that?
Robbie Savage does BT and BBC, and Ian Wright does BT and ITV.
I suppose they can then.
Yeah, but I think
Ian Wright does go everywhere, doesn't he?
I think a lot of them are exclusive. I'll tell you what the weirdest thing is. I was watching Champions League a few years ago. It was a United game on Arabic TV, and you had Gary Lineker.
A few years ago, United, weren't it?
Hey, you had Gary Lineker's house, but then it was, I think, Shearer. I think Andy Gray was one of them, and it was someone else who was a regular Sky, someone like at the time must have been Redknapp or something, and it's just a combination from across the channels, and they all just got into it. Souness was on there, actually.
I quite like Souness. I quite like
him. He's decent pundit, Souness.
Yeah, it looks fucking good in a suit as well.
Yeah.
Fucking great in a suit. Just on very quickly on Newcastle, serious note, a lot of love goes out to
Jonas Gutierrez,
yeah, who we found out has got had to have a testicle removed because he found out he had testicular
he's
cancer.
Still playing,
so
yeah,
no,
he's still
no, but he is. He's still at. He was on loan last
summer, isn't he?
Yeah,
yeah. No, he was Argentina. He had to go back to Argentina for the treatment.
Yeah.
He was on loan last year at
Norwich. Yeah.
So he's still on the books in Newcastle, but he's had to go home to get better.
Yeah,
so
no,
he's having chemotherapy at the moment.
Down
so.
Millwall's Harris, hopefully it won't.
And Alan Stubbs had it twice, and.
Best of luck and best wishes to Jonas.
Oh, David, and fair play, actually, the Sunderland fans group have come out and sent a get well soon message, which I know, obviously, it should go without saying that it goes above football.
But you're right.
Staying on Newcastle, so the fans are staging a massive protest on Saturday, aren't they?
A big group of fans apparently.
They staged their own protest to Southampton. I think they had about 3,000 down there.
Apparently, it's an even bigger coordinated get the fucker out.
It's a home game.
Yeah.
He's got
it's
to do the
bizarre,
job. Is it West Ham? Or is
no,
Hull?
It's Hull.
Hull, sorry.
Which,
Hull,
because Steve Bruce is the favourite to take over from him if he goes.
Oh, was it the dream team of Bruce and...
Shearer.
Bruce and Shearer, yeah.
Yeah.
If I was Bruce,
you'd
go for
Moyes, wouldn't you?
Why would Bruce leave?
Well, he's a Geordie, isn't he, Bruce?
He's a Geordie, yeah, but all that stuff going.
The Newcastle fans hate him because he was at Sunderland.
Yeah.
They despise him.
And the players just got
Well, that thing was quite funny because in the end... Sunderland under him weren't great, so but first league club Steve Bruce was Gillingham,
of course, yeah, and then he went on to Norwich and then United.
So if you were Steve Bruce, would you leave? The thing you've got to take into consideration is that Hull City, the stuff's still going on with the chairman, isn't it? He's appealed against the decision not to let them call them Hull Tigers. If they say no, he says he's gone.
He said he'll give the club away for free if no one will buy it.
The statements he's making, he's actually said, look, I'm a businessman, I'm a man of principle,
I'm a man of my word. Yeah.
This is my word. If they say no, I'm leaving.
But then again, he's just ploughed all that money in. He just bought all those players, so they're in a good position.
He's got a project, but they're in a good position.
If the money gets pulled, it depends what sort of contracts those players are on, and like, whatever.
You don't know how far away from it is. He could very easily have the club wrapped up in all sorts of loans from him, where he says, "Right, I'm walking away, but by the way, the club has to pay me back all this money." And that's the terms of the agreement. So you never know. It's a dodgy.
And they haven't got the European football either, have they? So they haven't got a
fucking defence after Monday night as well. It would look like. I mean, did anyone watch the Monday night game?
No.
It was an entertaining game. I mean, it was a tale of two shit defences and a couple of great goals.
Yeah.
Davyton's as well, weren't they?
Yeah. The Army scored a good goal, obviously against his old club. What's the young lad?
Abel Hernandez, Enna Valencia.
Enna Valencia scored definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Valencia scored the Thunderbolt.
For West Ham.
Hernandez scored the opener for Hull.
The West Ham goal as well. The thing about that, it was like underneath his feet, in his feet.
It was a great finish.
Great strike.
Yeah. I heard it completely. I didn't see it. I've been told it. You know when a goal just silences a ground?
Yeah.
It just completely silenced.
Well, because Hull had gone 2-1 up. Well, Hull went ahead twice, and then the second equaliser just went. It was about 2 minutes after going 2-1 up. But terrible defences from both teams, and that was West Ham. The lads in the office were saying, the West Ham fans were saying that unfortunately the problem last year was that they couldn't score a goal for shit, but they had a really good defence.
Yeah.
This year it looks like the opposite.
The thing is, that's what everyone's been shouting for. They've all been saying play in the West Ham way. So when you start throwing caution to the wind a bit and investing in your strikers and not your defence, I mean, what do you expect? Yeah. It's just the way it is. But I mean, on the subject of terrible defences, Arsenal have had a bit of a mixed week, and starting with the City game, which was by all accounts a very entertaining game. I've only seen the highlights
it's a good game.
Yeah, could have gone either way.
I'm sorry, but this bullshit about Jack Wilshere's best game for fucking Arsenal and he's back and he's this. He scored a good goal, yes, but he was fucking. It was average. I watched the whole game.
He's doing all the right things, isn't he? He's trying to be a bit more direct. He's trying to get involved. But I agree.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, he's back, he's this. No,
the biggest thing for Jack Wilshere will be improving his attitude. And if he can do that, then there's no reason he can't go on to be a top class central midfielder.
Silver, you'd agree. He had a good game.
He had a good game.
Unless he strings together a dozen good games.
That's exactly it. And believe me, for England, like, as Wilshere, when he was younger. Even like last few years, Wilshere's been my favourite Arsenal player. I mean, for one player that I want to do well, one I like seeing, is Wilshere. And it's been disappointing to see him.
he's got injured again now, hasn't he?
Yeah, an ankle injury.
I thought it was a back injury.
No, it's another ankle.
I did watch it last night, and of all the players wearing an Arsenal shirt last night, I mean, he fucking put a shift in. He really did.
Yeah, and that doesn't say a lot. Because everyone else was so shit.
But I mean, he tried to grab the game by the scruff of the neck.
No, I'll give you that. Yeah,
and do you know what? It was a very physical game, and he's ended up taking a knock because he got frustrated and he was chucking his body on the line.
When is Ozil back from the World Cup?
Fuck me, mate. I mean, they said that I didn't realise. They said the first 15 games and the second 15 games, Premier League games, I think it was. First 15 games was something like 6 goals, 9 assists, or something like that. Yeah. Second 15 games, 1 goal, 2 assists. What's happened to
for
him?
For me, he's
what
another one to Bastien Veron. Veron came in, had a great first couple of months, and then was shocking.
I just don't see him being.
And he's a brilliant player.
He can't tackle, or he doesn't tackle.
Doesn't want to track back.
But to go from such a wonderful player at Real Madrid to.
And for Germany, I thought he had a good World Cup. To be honest,
I think it was unfair criticism he got in
the World Cup.
I was talking to an Arsenal fans on Saturday that had been to the game, and they got back into the boozer after. I was like, he doesn't play bad. He just goes completely missing. Like, I was making a joke of it, saying, "Oh, why didn't he bring us along?" And like joking about it. And I was like, "But seriously, those lads." And they, like, one was defending him to the hilt. He's like, "Oh no, he's getting on his back." I was like, "I'm not having a go. I'm not trying to, like, because I'd like him as a complete neutral. I'd like
see him play.
I'd like him.
He's the kind of
even I'd actually like
want.
To see.
Who,
yeah, but I said, to the fella, I was like, today, what did he do? Like, you were at the game, and when you're at the game, you see it a lot better than when you watch it on TV. So I said, from my point of view, from watching it in a pub, watching it on TV, which is two bad things to do and try and analyse a game anyway, because if you're in a pub, you're not watching it as much as you are, and if you watch it on TV, you don't see everything that's going on. I said, for me, I can't name one thing he did. You were at the game, what can you? And it was just sort of silent. He's like, yeah, I get what you're saying. Everyone's beating him down. I said, yeah, but I don't think it's unwarranted.
Do you know what? It just needs to be taken out of the starting 11 for a little while. And,
They did. I remember they did it for
last season.
Do it again.
Do you want to know the harshest thing on Ertzl this week? Talk about kicking the man with his dad. Did you see what Falcao tweeted?
No.
Falcao in Spanish.
And
he said he looked like a Simpsons character. I don't think there was any sort of reason for him to do it. He just tweeted it. Mesut Ertzl looks like a Simpsons character. Or his eyes look like a Simpsons character.
So what's the previous with them two then?
I don't think there is any. No,
I like it when.
Unless
when,
with Atletico and Real, something happens. But
when footballers get into a Twitter spat, it's good.
Yeah.
You know, last week we were talking about Port Vale Crew.
Yes.
Crew Port Vale being a bit of a derby and being a big game.
Crew about the Port Vale Crew for a second. Yeah.
Well, they have got a bit of a crew.
Yeah.
They've got some scummy fans, but every team has. So Crew won that game.
Yeah.
Which they
their
won
first points of the season.
They won the game, which was the first points of the season. They stayed bottom, even though they've won.
Yeah.
They stayed bottom. They're now above Port Vale.
No, they're not. They're still bottom, I think. So they got a point last night at Yeovil.
Port Vale lost the game 3-0 at home. So Adams will soon be out of the job. But anyway, Tom Pope is the Port Vale. He's a Port Vale supporter and he plays up front for him. Gets goals.
Yeah.
Ridiculous amount of goals. He got into a spat with one of the Crew defenders on Twitter on Saturday night, and I read that. It's actually quite funny.
Tom Pope's not the lad who headbutted the lad you signed, was it? From Port Vale, was it? Who was it? It might not even be Port Vale. The lad who. There was
the captain.
No, it wasn't a headbutt. You're completely wrong on a lot of fractions there.
The name rung a bell, but.
They got into a bit of a twitch spat, and the Crew defender, he's only about 19. He looks a bit of a cock, to be honest. But it's quite funny what he was saying, because Pope just massively bit. So he's played against him.
Yeah.
The defender scored for Crew, Pope didn't score for Port Vale. And he's absolutely chomped on a little bit. And all that had happened was that the defender had retweeted. Someone had basically said, "Oh, you absolutely nailed Tom Pope there." And he retweeted it. And Pope went, "What's this Crew lad?" and named him, going on about retweeting fans. So obviously it kicked off straight away.
Yeah,
but every
Crew,
right.
Yeah, the Crew defender just went, "Oh, sorry, just went to get my phone out of my pocket and I still had you in it, mate." And he just bit further from there. So
I'd like you to enjoy wind-up steaks.
Oh, mate, go Tom Pope Twitter and look down it. It's quite entertaining, to be honest.
Well, I mean, Football League at the weekend, like I said, for once I watched the Football League show. I mean, looked like some great goals. I have to say, it wasn't actually on the Football League show, but Assam Belonga or whatever he's called at Forest, lovely strike.
Forest
against Derby,
he's scored
five this season so far. He's a proper player.
I watched the first half of that, and it was quite a good game. But Forest were dominating Derby. I think Derby would have been happy to come over. Obviously, they're happy to come over the point. Forest are doing so well, but it wasn't quite the top of the table clash.
Tonight because Forest are playing tonight against Fulham.
Yes,
and that could well be. There's going to be. It's getting to that stage, 8 or 9 games into the season now,
where all of a sudden,
either this weekend or the weekend after, there's going to be he's going to go.
What was the stat that you said about Fulham today?
Oh yeah, so look,
as we're talking about
them. Yeah, I'm talking about them. Just saw on the way over here, the first 11, last year's first 11 versus this year's first 11. I wasn't sure the actual. I think it was a specific game, or might not have been. Basically,
Fulham.
One player. Yeah. Fulham have got one player. Scott Parker is the only player in the first team that started
and scored last night for Olympiacos.
Mitroglou, they won at Atletico Madrid, didn't they? Great result. But
there'd be a few getting kicked out soon though. I still can't believe Lee Clark's got to be under pressure at Birmingham. They lost the game.
Agreed.
Dougie Freeman at Bolton, although they picked up a win last night against Rotherham, but up until then he was looking down the barrel as well.
Yeah.
It's getting to that stage where you give him a little bit of time and now you've sort of
tell you who is doing well and fulfilling, you know, certain amount of billing in Sir Stuart Pearce. mention Forest. I mean,
yeah, well, they go back top of the league tonight. They go back top of the league tonight if they win, which they should do against Fulham at home. But
yeah,
you know, he's doing all the right things, isn't he? I mean, I know he's not everyone's cup of tea, and he's doing a very good job at Forest at the moment.
The other one on the verge as well has got to be Solskjaer.
Yes,
because he got booed by the fans last night. They lost to Middlesbrough.
Well, they went 2-0 up
after 87 seconds.
No, they were 2-0 up against Norwich at half time. Yeah. So you go in and your manager doesn't seem to look, they lost 4-2.
Yeah.
2-0 up at half time. Yeah. Norwich are a good team, they proved that again last night.
Oh, yeah, we Tottenham in disguise.
We got sort of a bit of a lesson last night, apparently. But, you know, they've got a wealth of talent in the Championship. They're going to be very, very strong.
And they kept on to Nathan Redmond.
Well, and actually,
very good little player.
My mate who was at that game at Griffin Park last night said Redmond is. It was a class above anything else on the pitch. Very good.
Talking of doing things well, though, we've got to talk about Costa at Chelsea.
Well, I have to tell my uncle.
He can't keep scoring, can he?
I said at the start of the season I thought it'd be a flop, and he's just proven it wrong. So
I remember you all getting stuck right into him after his World Cup.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be decent.
But he's seven goals in four games. You can't knock that. I mean,
it's because he's the physicality. Mickey Quinn's record.
I know it's terrible, isn't it? It could be one where he goes on like Adrian Mutu did, like numerous strikers: Collins, John Stead, all these sort of strikers who start amazingly.
All these world class strikers. But
Michael Ricketts.
He's a class above it, isn't it? Obviously, but someone like Mutu would be.
Is it 7-4 he's got now?
7-4, yeah.
He just looked so sharp, didn't he, the weekend in terms of
thinking around the box. I think it was his hat-trick goal that made it, when it was the scuffed shot that he reacted quick to the near post.
I thought he's got to be offside. And then you look at his actual movement, he wasn't offside, he was just completely bang on it.
Exactly what you said. His movement is so intelligent. It's like Van Nistelrooy. He's so clever on the shoulder.
Last two games, the hat-trick game and the game before that, we've scored two as an injury doubt for both. So he's supposedly not 100% fit either.
And he's an absolute bastard.
Did you see him punch Sigurdsson in the face?
Hang on a minute. Senderos gave him a right hook.
He punched against Swansea. He fucking...
I'm not sure it was a punch. It was sort of a punch-throw sort of thing, wasn't it?
A swinging arm. Naughty swinging arm. Which he has got a lot of previous for.
He'll be as good as he gets.
But that's it. I mean, so I reckon exactly the same thing should be said. Because we're talking about the Senderos and Balotelli.
Senderos
constantly kicking Balotelli off the ball. And that's what they'll do. I think that's what they've got to do to Costa and to Balotelli. Just won't try and wind them up because they're both so volatile.
He didn't bite though, Balotelli, to be fair, did he? Not really.
No, not really, but he did well, I think, because he actually... Senderos should get in trouble for the numerous kicks off the ball and late challenges.
Well, how long can Villa keep that up for as well?
I know. It's unbelievable.
I will say, I did actually say that I thought Villa had assembled a decent squad before.
I thought they'd assembled a terrible squad. Yeah, so I know fuck all, don't I?
I like Roy King's look as well. I've seen the grey bit.
It
looks like he swallowed a squirrel. It's brilliant.
Actually, you wouldn't mess with Villa's bench, would you?
No, Lambert and Keno, no. You certainly wouldn't. But on Liverpool, last night as well, they looked...
What's the story last night? I was at a game last night and looking at the scores, to be honest.
So, to be fair, Ludogorets looked decent. They were technically quite good. They had a few Brazilian lads in
the
team.
The Brazilian right back was good.
Is that the one that played in goal? Did he play?
No, he played. But, they look technically... They actually look more like Liverpool than Liverpool.
I know it was 2-1.
So,
In the 91st minute, they equalised. The 93rd minute...
Well, and Balotelli didn't score to the 80th minute.
Mankilo dived for the penalty.
It wasn't a penalty.
Not in my opinion,
Mankilo,
the right back. He's barely brushed
it. It was a soft penalty.
And he's rolled it. It weren't a penalty.
But I'll tell you what, I think Mario Balotelli is the wrong signing for Liverpool. He's a great player, and I love that he's back in the Premier League. But for me, it's got a smell of the Berbatov going to United. He slows the play down. He takes away from the counter-attacking. He's a quick player, but he's not someone who plays with pace. He doesn't run with the ball.
He looks to come for the deep. He doesn't run in behind.
I don't think he's the right player for Liverpool.
I don't see how he and Sturridge can start.
No.
Not in Rodgers' formation. I think there's room for either of them in most teams.
What's up with the fucking planes that they go over today?
Well, we're under the flight path for London City Airport.
There you go. But I don't know how both.
But yeah, they
start.
Weren't very sharp last night. You know, like Liverpool last season, they were real quick, weren't they? Everything.
Do you like Liverpool? Liverpool have got like a bit of a love.
Celtic seem to have a connection with most clubs. I think there's numerous clubs because I remember growing up, United playing Celtic in quite a few friendlies in the
Beacon
Connection.
It's the North West, isn't it?
But I think there's a few across Europe you're connected to as well that tend to be quite socialist.
St. Pauli, and is it Livorno
as well in Italy, who are the very left wing.
Have you seen the 1860 Munich kit?
Yeah. Oh, the Lederhosen.
And the Napoli denim. What? I showed you the other day the Napoli denim kit.
I'll tell you what, on Serie A, there were some cracking games at the weekend. I'm really enjoying having BT Sport to watch these.
Whoa, hang on. We're going Italian League. We never go Italian League. Fucking hell.
Was it 6-5 or 5-4 Milan?
Well, first it was Inter Milan beat Sassuolo 7-0. And then Milan Parma 5-4. Two red cards and one of the funniest own goals you'll ever see from Diego Lopez, the goalkeeper they've just signed from Real Madrid. Literally, he doesn't know where to pick it up, kick it, it just rolls past him.
Can we just go back to Liverpool quickly? Because the big question, I don't think it's on Balotelli, it's still on their defence. Because, you know, so they're still going to concede goals.
Oh, Lovren, isn't it?
He's a good defender, but I think he should have conceded a penalty last night.
But he's just a blatant penalty and a ref's let him go.
I don't mean he's a liability.
Two words, boys. Kolo Touré.
Get him back in.
It's what everyone wants to see. I watched, for some reason, the Man City on YouTube put a load of tunnel. They have called it tunnel cam. I don't know if they do it every game. I was searching for something and it came across. You know when you do a random search on YouTube, one of them, and you come across some stuff. And I was watching it, and it was quite interesting because it was Balotelli coming back. Obviously, he didn't play the game, but he came back with the Liverpool squads.
Yeah.
And he was just walking in. And obviously, Kolo Touré knows all the people are down at Man City as well. Touré just looked like he was absolutely loving it. Just like high-fiving people and like because obviously he knows all the Man City staff.
Yeah.
Never going to get a sniff of a game that day. But he was
Kolo Touré's left on loan, didn't he?
No, he hasn't gone anywhere, I think.
He was linked to going to Turkey.
Maybe he didn't move in the end.
He was on the bench last night.
Was he?
Yeah.
Really?
And he was on the bench for that Man City game as well. That was after the deadline.
But the only person I noticed on the bench last night was Suso. Do you remember when he was linked, tipped to be Liverpool's next great player, the Spanish lad?
Yeah.
That's not really worked out, but he was on the bench last night. So I did. Because Touré was heavily linked with going away. I'm disappointed now. I'm quite happy he's there.
It's right, last night as well, the Real Madrid masterclass. James. So was it five different? James, Bale, Benzema, Ronaldo, and
Johnny Woodgate.
Oh, and then I'm not sure I've got the fifth. But anyway, all four of them scored.
Ronaldo scored twice, didn't he?
Did he score twice? Yeah, Ronaldo got two. The other boys got the other three.
Modric and Kroos in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah,
feeding the rest.
The goal for Bale's goal was this outside of the right boot. Just dink over the centre back from Modric, right into Bale's path, who took one touch in the volley to sort of chip it over the keeper and then played it in on the volley to tap it in.
They could have scored a couple more, but they looked a bit suspect. Like Basel weren't too worried about attacking them, weren't they? They got plenty of joy.
That's how you play someone like Madrid, you've got to go at them, but Basel are a good side.
There's big uproar in Madrid, you know, so there's talk about Ronaldo being unsettled, and the problem is that you've got a team that won the Champions League last season, right, and did well in the league and didn't end up winning it, but I don't think Madrid fans or indeed a lot of the players see Rodriguez and Kroos coming in as a team being better than losing Alonso and Di Maria.
I mean, Ronaldo's...
Where's Alonso gone?
Alonso playing Munich,
mate. It's not just the fans. Ronaldo has gone on Twitter.
He's got the needle.
And literally said, why are you selling these players?
I tell you what, Ronaldo's just trying to get a contract. All this sort of coming back to United, it's not going to happen. I'd love him back simply from a fanboy perspective of...
In the next year or 2 years, he'll come back... How old is he now? 29,
30? He's 30 next year, I think.
He'll come back to United when he's about 34.
But I have to say, you know, if you're a Madrid... So they're not doing well in the league at all. They've won one in three.
They lost to Atletico at home at the weekend.
Yeah. So They're saying
they should have won.
They're saying that
Iker Casillas got booed.
Other than Ronaldo last season, the next two on the team sheet would have been Di Maria and Alonso, and they've both been.
No, Di Maria wasn't playing every week.
Yeah, but I think that's from a fan's perspective and a player's perspective.
And actually, all round performance when they did play, they were the two best.
I can't believe you got those. Yeah. Got rid of Di Maria. I can't. Alonso, you're kind of possibly. Like, I think Cruz on Alonso is possibly an improvement slash the sort of.
It's a long term improvement.
Yeah, I think that is fair.
It's certainly long term replacements. Fair. But
for me, the Di Maria, and that's the one that Ronaldo's been going on about, Di Maria Rodriguez is not an improvement.
Well, Rodriguez is a great player, but it's all based on one World Cup. He would not have been going for 60 Agreed. Million. And I'm delighted because Di Maria looks fucking class at the weekend.
Yeah, he does.
But he is class. He's fucking class.
Class.
But it's. It's
Monaco still did alright, didn't they? Still got the win over Leverkusen.
Yeah, I mean that's a big win for them, and in quite a competitive group as well.
I like the fact we've done a real structure to the show today. We've bounced from Champions League to Championship to fucking Premier
League.
We're
in a pub talking.
Well,
shit.
I tell you what, Portuguese League at the weekend. Portuguese League, big one.
No way.
Porto versus Vitória Guimarães had to be delayed because a gun was fired in the crowd.
Ooh.
Not a flare gun. An actual gun.
Nobody got hurt and they didn't actually find anything, but there was a.
Was it like a cowboy's like, yeah, let's go? Bang, bang, bang,
possibly.
Bang, bang.
Possibly.
Or like a point break moment.
I mean, they do like that.
Yeah. But because that was on BT. Sorry, I mentioned this just because I've got the channel. I'm going to keep talking about it. I'm delighted. But
you haven't got Sky Sports, have you?
I know, yeah, I feel terrible. And last week I was just promoting Sky Sports, wasn't I? Yeah. So,
talking of European football, did anyone see Menez's goal? Jeremy Menez's goal.
What, for Milan at the weekend?
Yeah.
Class.
Oh, my God.
Right, so if you haven't seen it, I haven't seen it. Look out. Apparently it's good.
Wait. It's not bad. Where? It's about as cheeky as it gets.
Oh, the back heel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The way that he rounds the
keeper. Yeah, it's lovely.
Oh, my God.
Well, two questions for you then, relating to European football and the Champions League, etc. The first one from our good friend Mr. Simon. Why is Raheem Sterling's head so small?
I was trying to come up with a comedic answer for this, but
his body's too small.
Yeah, well, there
he had a big head. He looked like a Corinthian figure. That they used to give out.
I give Simon some credit. It's a big week for him.
I used to like those Gerardo Corinthian figures.
Yeah, I used
to go sleep with them.
I remember I had a choice.
Where?
Just in bed.
Right. What was your favourite?
I used to listen to Radio 5 Live, the Monday Night Football, and then I'd have like Les Ferdinand. I remember having Les Ferdinand.
The staring into his eyes.
Spoon.
Yeah, bizarrely.
Were you the big spoon on Les?
No, well, they were tiny, weren't they?
I remember I once got a free Sol Campbell with a bag of Tetley's tea bags.
Tom, you'll remember this. Do you remember before those, like when I was even younger?
I know what you mean.
The ones on the little bit.
Come back. We can't hear you. No, we can't hear you.
The ones, all I'm doing it, and you had, I mean, there was only several posters. There was one like that, there was a volley like that.
Yeah. We don't need the visuals.
So Jim's saying the ones on a little green patch.
Hang on,
he's now doing.
He's lying on the floor.
On the floor. Yeah.
There's our show photo.
This is a very visual.
I'll tell you what, Jim, I remember these because for my 8th birthday, I went to Old Trafford today. It was brilliant. My mate Nick Beach got me a collection of bird boxes, which was a bit weird. And Jurgen Klinsmann in a Germany kit.
Have you still got Jurgen Klinsmann?
I think I probably have at home somewhere. It's probably in the loft.
I had Gary Lineker doing the volley in the Spurs shirt. I had David House for some reason. And Gary Mabbott.
I can't believe you made one of David House.
I used to have all of them, but I used to have them as little targets and used to use them for my BB gun when I was shooting them out the window.
Oh, you're cruel man. You're cruel, very man.
Cool. I want to find out who they were made by.
They were fucking brilliant. Bring them back.
Did you, all right, two bits of news around FIFA. One is that one of the members of its financial watchdog has been suspended pending a corruption inquiry, which is fucking brilliant.
Great.
One of the guys in charge of the corruption investigation is under investigation for being corrupt.
All I can see on your bit of paper is Cayman Islands.
Exactly. He is also VP of the Canova Watson, who's VP of the Caribbean Football Union, is under investigation.
Oh, that I say bring back what's he called, the old guy they had, Jack Warner. He was much better.
But then possibly positive news, Jerome Champagne is going to challenge Blatter for the FIFA presidency.
Yeah,
so he's actually got someone to challenge him. But do you know about this is how ridiculous this is, right? Just looking at it, in order to even challenge him, he has to get the backing of 5 FIFA member football associations. So to even get the chance to run, he's got to get the backing of 5
That's
FIFA.
That's mad, isn't it?
Like, so it basically backs a monopoly. As long as you've got a monopoly, then you're never going to get challenged.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous.
You would hope there's enough people who are sick of Blatter. But
really
it's whether or not Platini, I know he said he's not going to run now, but it's whether he decides to turn back
on
he's
that. A prick as
who
well.
Wants him there?
Oh, well, that's it. He's out with a frying pan into Blatter. The fire.
Yeah, but he's less of a prick.
No. Slightly, and at least he played football.
He was a great footballer.
He's still less of a prick than was his mate. Anyway, and the other one, the other bit is that the FA have seen this sent out its first draft of proposals to reduce the number of non-EU players within English football by up to 50%.
Oh.
By 2014-15. So they're hoping that...
By 2014-15?
Sorry, 15-16. There's been 122 non-EU players that have come into English football since 2009. Now, the thing is, the ridiculous thing is nearly 50% of them didn't meet the current criteria to actually get...
A work permit.
And it's all just... So 50% of them didn't get it. Then on an appeal process, though, 79% of those players... then got
Wait,
one.
You just look at some of the players who've come in.
And then, hang on, and then only 58% that have been given work visas to play have only played in the, sorry, have not played in their second season.
Well,
so they've only actually
the
played
one that immediately
season.
Struck to my mind, we signed a lad from Angola, Minucho, who was a striker. I think he played twice for us and he went on loan at Hull.
Never
and played
him
about
again.
Five
Never
games.
Saw him again.
Disappeared. Well, got, well, he plays for, he played for Valladolid in Spain for a bit. He, but
we've just mentioned
him.
He's warming the bench.
But
he's
stopping an
English
EU
lad.
Player, isn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, agreed. But he's still stopping an English lad. Yeah,
this is all obviously. This is all part of.
Oh, here we go.
Last night.
Listeners, this is a colleague of ours, Andy Whelan, who's a big Liverpool fan. We have discussed it and. What are your thoughts on last night's game?
Could be improved.
Could be improved.
Were you impressed with Ludogorets?
Yes.
No, he was Ludogorets.
Yeah.
I think they were better than I expected them to be.
Yeah. I think Liverpool were.
Yeah.
In the last 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's an important 3 points, I think, for Liverpool.
I think
to
a work
pick
in progress.
Yeah.
That's what they said about Spurs last year, Andy. Mm.
Well.
Sell the best player and spent 100 million.
I don't think we'll do that badly.
Yeah.
Win to win. First game in Champions League, all you need to get is 3 points well. And then you're sorted, aren't you?
Did you know Arsenal were apparently playing in the Champions League, according to a pub in the United States? There's been a lot of chat, about the USA getting, more into their football and, getting involved and after the World Cup, really excited about it. So this pub, I'm not sure whereabouts in the States it was, but it was offering a mixed seafood grill whilst watching and showing the Champions League football. Arsenal versus Dartmouth, followed by...
FC Dartmouth.
Anderlecht against Galatasaray, which is, I imagine, supposed to be Galatasaray. So, yeah, apparently Dartmouth are in the Champions League, according to a bar in the United States.
Come on,
Dartmouth. Fucking good team, I tell you.
Yeah, fucking not bad.
Did you ask the second question yet?
We haven't asked the second question
what is
yet,
the second
no.
Question?
It was from Luke Teasdale.
Yeah, regular listener.
Which English team will progress the furthest in the Champions League?
I think it's a bit of a difficult question to ask, considering we're on, it's Wednesday today. Yeah. I think it'd been a bit easier to ask, I haven't seen the first round of the...
Especially given that the two teams who I would probably say are more likely are playing tonight.
Exactly.
But,
I'll happily say Chelsea.
On paper, I would say Chelsea,
I'll
definitely.
I'll happily say Chelsea.
Yeah, definitely. Go for an outsider. Pellegrini's had one season there and he
it's their priority, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see what Mourinho said? Mourinho said, what was it? Second season at Porto, won the Champions League. Second season at Inter, won the Champions League. It's my second season at Chelsea. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think Mourinho has any competition as a priority over the next... I think he wants to win the lot this year. I think he really wants to win everything.
That would cement him as being one of the top
managers. Everyone really wants to win everything.
Yeah.
No, but I don't think he's actually going to prioritise Champions League or league. I think
They've got the squad to do it. And bearing in mind, they've got 26 players out on loan as well.
Jeez, really?
Fucking farce, yeah. Jesus. But... we're going from one major trophy to another. It's been the FA Cup preliminary rounds at the weekend, and one game stood out for me.
First qualifying
round. It's the first qualifying round, yeah. So it's
but a lot of teams have played. Hastings have played.
Have already played in extra preliminary rounds. Right. Depends how many. There's a team called FC Romania in there, which is great. Not sure where they've come from, but the one that stung out for me, Maidstone United,
10-0.
Not far from you, beat Littlehampton Town 10-0. They've got
two leagues between them.
Yeah, there is, and they've got Brentwood Town in the next round. What stood out for me is they had the biggest crowd. They had 1,300 fans turn up for it. I know Maidstone were in the league, went bust, and then have reformed. But fair enough to them. They're playing someone two leagues below them.
Well, they've got
the interesting thing is that they've got so they went out of the leagues because they were ground share at Dartford when they actually went out of business. They've gone down, so they started right down at the bottom of the league. So they've now got the Gallagher Stadium, which is a 3G pitch.
Yeah.
So they were the ones campaigning, because at the moment they can play in the Champions League on their pitch, but they wouldn't be allowed to play in the Conference. So they now worked themselves up to the Conference South.
Yeah.
So if they get promoted, they go into the Conference North. I think they're the Conference South. Basically, if they got promoted, they wouldn't be allowed entry, but it's just changed. The Conference have agreed to take it. So they could play in the FA Cup last season. Yeah. But they wouldn't have been able to play in the Conference. League would have been fine. I think Football League would have been fine. They could have played in the Premier League, but for some reason the Conference weren't having it.
Strange, isn't it?
But perfect. So as a business model, it works, because they can train on it. They can have people playing on it every night. So they have leagues set up and whatever. Yeah. They have fun day set up. Obviously, it doesn't affect the pitch at all. So they've got it absolutely made.
They've
been getting crowds like that for about 2-3 seasons now. And they've attracted some decent players down there as well. So
quality. Fair enough. Well done has nipped into the toilet. I think I will read out our iTunes review for the week. Because I'm going to feel a bit bad for him if he's here. It's from DB Hoops, so I don't know if that's a mate of yours, Tom. It's another 5-star review, although he explains why. And it's called Football Shambles, which I think is endearing. So, very reminiscent of the conversations you have with your mates down the boozer and about as professional.
What's the title? Football Shambles?
Football Shambles.
We should start calling ourselves the Football Shambles.
Well, I used to play for a team called Shambles United. We were terrible. Naturally, I played for them. But he said, that's all part of the charm, that we're not professional. Dead. I'll give it 5 stars, as they seem to get precious about anyone leaving 4. Fair enough. Especially that Dan Silva, and then in brackets, who clearly thinks he is the star of the show. My only criticism, too much Dan, too much Spurs. And we haven't actually discussed this week. He's coming back now. A definite must listen, though, for anyone who likes the football ramble, although the podcast is its scruffier, more uncouth, shambolic cousin. Taking a week off, gents, really is a decent podcast. Oh, Dan, you've come back.
We were 5 stars.
Thought we'd read out the review while you weren't here. It was 5 stars.
Yeah, I saw. I've just read the bit of paper.
Manchester United 5 points clear at the top of the Ryman Prem. Just checked. So if they win that league, they go into the Conference South.
Oh, that's good.
Just going to say, we're definitely coming back here for the show next Wednesday, because next Wednesday apparently is tax equality day.
Yes,
when they're trying
everywhere.
To get
well, most Weatherspoons and
all Weatherspoons.
So it's
an
extra 15% off as well. So
fair enough to him. Nice. Fair enough.
Well, seeing as he's complaining about Spurs, we'll talk about Spurs and Celtic tomorrow night, shall we? What do you reckon in Europa?
Yeah, of course.
Mate, Partizan had 5 wins out of 5, top of the league.
That's
storming
good,
it.
That's good, because Red Bull have lost 4 out of 4, apparently. So hopefully Celtic.
So Spurs will win and Celtic will lose.
Probably,
That's I read an interesting article.
Celtic scored on the weekends.
2-1, home to Aberdeen.
Red Bull Salzburg, is he playing? I was reading an article, I think on the Guardian website, about Red Bull Leipzig, because they own 5 clubs around the world. They've got one in New York, obviously, Leipzig, Salzburg. They've also got one in Ghana and one in Sao Paulo. Basically, they're putting them all in uniform kits and building this multi-city brand. Just seems ridiculous.
Sounds wanky.
But they're going to be in the Bundesliga next season, Leipzig.
Go on then. Last, I haven't talked about Spurs at all. The last bit, which leads in quite well, after the shambolic defending on Saturday, where we had something like 74 shots and 89 on target, and still lost at the end. Our defence was that bad. Google have now stuck the boot into Spurs as well, which I find very comical. If you actually, on the Google dictionary, if you Google lackadaisical, they say lacking enthusiasm and determination, carelessly lazy, and they give an example. Oh, sorry, put it into context. A lackadaisical defence left Spurs adrift in the second half. Fucking Jesus. Google trolling Spurs. Bastards.
Few Arsenal fans, so that's, I reckon.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think I'd be probably happy with a point tomorrow, to be fair, going away to Partizan, the way they're playing.
So, how do you think the season started? Are we pleased with the season?
We haven't got time to fucking start out.
I think it's shaping up to be a great season. Like, across all the football leagues.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Spurs.
I think all football, British football leagues look brilliant.
I think I said earlier, really the Championship looks really good.
Championships. I'm
enjoying the season after, because it only started this weekend. It's just gone, so brilliant. Happy with that.
I just hope Dartmouth get to the bar in the Champions
League. Fingers crossed. Come on, Dartmouth. But yeah, I think we do need to wrap it up this week.
Really?
But yeah, we do. Unfortunately.
Do it.
Not. Someone's got to go back and earn money to try and pay for various things. I don't know. I'm talking shit. Again.
Well done to my sister's stupid fucking mates that were the ones that put the bubbles in the fountain. Which, while she was round at mine on Monday night,
sister's stupid mates. It's just some lad trying to get into her, isn't it?
He's some lad trying to get into her. Yeah, he's not getting anywhere either.
For some reason fucking you don't like him.
Girl. She's a good girl, Bonnie Silver.
He's a fucking idiot. He was. But I was saying to the boys earlier. He got
Bonnie Silver.
Tom,
does sound like a 70s.
Leave it.
Sounds like a member
singer,
of
the singer. Singer.
Sounds like a member of Panna's people, doesn't she?
Yeah, Tom, I was saying to the boys earlier, she was at mine Monday night, and obviously all the Arsenal boys went over before the game last night, and I got a full, I think it was 150 seconds worth of Snapchat story from start to finish of them buying the fairy liquid to the events that unfolded that night of them fucking doing the fountain full of bubbles, to the point where first thing yesterday morning I did a little Google search. Bubbles, Dortmund. Yep, there it is on the news. Fucking idiots.
What's Bonnie short for?
Bonita.
Bonita.
Which means beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Funnily enough.
Anyway, so you know the usual at football pub.
That's actually short for this. I was waiting for someone to click in, but
we know you at football pubcast, footballpubcast.tumblr.com. If you write an iTunes review, we will read it.
Tumblr.
Yeah, .tumblr.com.
Sounds like a children's TV.
I know. Blame Simon Ed. And on that note, we have not said it for a while. Any complaints?
No, don't do it. It'll kill us.
Don't say that anymore.
Yeah, we are. He's a bit more cheerful these days, our Si. He's come back to the bosom. Don't complain to at Simon. Complain to
Gerard Mundell.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to fucking complain about me.
Oh, well, you know. Bastards. It's better to be noticed than not. So, on that note, we'll leave it with Stuart Hoare for the week. Stu.
Thanks, Stu.